Or else if one of the people that own the Korban Pesach, if they own chametz, then they're also over the law. If one of the people that own this Korban Pesach, if they own chametz, then they're over the law. Vaita, Rosh Lakish holds, Rosh Lakish says, the law is only if b'shas you're making the shechit of this Korban Pesach, you brought your chametz into the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, the chametz is right next to your korban. That's when you're over this lav. Right? The pasuk says, "Lo yishchat al chametz." Don't shecht al. He holds means samach, right next to it. If you have, you brought your chametz into the Beis Hamikdash, and now you go and shecht the korban pesach. So whoever owns that chametz, one of these three people, either the shechit, or else the zurek, or else anybody that owns this korban pesach, they're over this lav. But it's only if you have the chametz with you in the azara. Rabbi Yechonon Amar, no. Afal pi she'ein imay b'azorah. Even though you did not bring your chametz into the Beis HaMikdash, but as long as you own the chametz, whether you're the shochet, or whether you're the zurek, or whether stam you own this korban, they're bringing the korban for you. If you own the chametz, you're over the lav. So Nisan, so Tap Taisu says, what does it mean if one of the people, Moshel, 10 people bought the korban together? So we're saying now, if one of these 10 people have chametz, they're over this lav. Who's over the lav? So Aymari, Taisa says, even though, let's say Reuven, he has chametz, and he just owns this korban pesach, but he's not doing the shechita, he's letting somebody else shecht his korban. Who's over the lav now? So Taisa says, not the person that owns the chametz itself, but the shechit is over the lav. Ela ha-shechit, or else he has erik. Why? The loisishchat omarachmona. The Torah says this is a new lav. Loisishchat al chametz. You're not allowed to make the shechit on a korban pesach if you know either you own chametz, or else the zurek owns chametz, or else one of the bnei chabura, one of the people that this korban is brought for, if they have chametz in their reshus, there's a lav upon the shechit not to do the shechit. But the lav is not upon the person that owns the chametz. He's over by Yiro, by Yimotzein. But who's over the Slav of Lissishcha, Tais says, the Shechit. V'yoy, Tais is nochazach, Eich Yitzchayim the Reb Yechonim, Holav Shein B'maisu. Another rayer is, you can't say the person that owns this korban, if you're bringing, you're letting somebody bring the korban for you, and you own chametz in Meshus. How could you get Malkus? It's a Lav Shein B'maisu. You didn't do any Maisa. You own chametz. Good. But now that you're telling someone to bring korban for you, you're not doing the shechita. You're not doing anything. Just the shechit's doing the shechita. So how could you say you get malchus? So that's Tosafos the second raya, that the only one that gets malchus here is either the shechit or else the zurek. But not the bailim that own the chametz. They only make it that if they own chametz, then the shechit is over the lav. So Rosh Lakish said the lav is only if the person brought his chametz into the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yechonon Amar, Afal Pi She'eini Imo B'Azara. No, even though he did not bring his chametz into the Azara, as long as one of them owned chametz, the shechit is over the lav. For the Gemara of Amayka Miflagi, what's the machlokes Rosh Lakish and Rabbi Yechonon? Ilaim, if you want to tell me, Bi'al B'Somach K'Miflagi. It's the machlokes, what's pshat in the word Al? When the Torah says the word Al, what does Al mean? Does it mean B'Somach right next to it? That's the way Rosh Lakish learns. And Rabbi Yechonon says, no, al does not have to mean right next to it. Like here the pasuk says, lo yishchat al chametz. Don't make a shechitom al chametz, if you have chametz. So Rosh Lakish says, al means only right next to it. If you have your chametz right next to the korban, then you're not allowed to shecht the korban. The what? The Rabbi Shimon, ben Lakish, saw our al b'somach. Rotera says, lashon al, al chametz means you're only over this lav if you have the chametz right next to you, b'shas you're doing the shechita. For Rabbi Yechonon Savar, loy bin an al b'somich. No, that's not pshat in the word al. Al chametz just means if you own chametz, you're not allowed to have a shechita done to your korban pesach. But not that the chametz has to be right next to the korban. Shrati Gemara, v'afligo b'chod zimno. If this is the machlokes Rabbi Yechonon and Rosh Lakish, they argued already one time about what the word al means. So the question is, what do they have to argue again for? The Tanan, we learned once. We learned the Mishnah Menachis. Ha-shoychet toida lifnim. If you shecht your korban toida when the korban toida is inside the azara, ve'lachmo chutz lechayma. But your lechem, the loch of a korban toida is supposed to bring 40 lechems with it. And usually the loch is b'shas shchito, when you shech your korban toide, which is really a type of a shlomim, that's when you mekadesh the lechem. That's when these 40 lechems become kodesh, has a kedushas aguf on it. Now, when does it become kodesh? Only b'shas shchito. Now, where does the lechem have to be to get its kedusha? So the Mishnah says, hatoide lefnim, v'lachma chutz lechoyma, loit kiddush alechem. The lechem does not become kodesh. If the lechem is outside the wall, then the shchitas of the toida cannot be mekadesh the lechem. Now, as the machlek is, my chutz lechoyma. What does it mean if the lechem is outside the chayim? Outside which wall are we talking about? Rabbi Yochanan Omar, chutz lechoymetz beis pagi. It means if it's outside Yerushalayim. Chaymas beis pagi, Rashi says, that's like the last, Rashi ayinu mokim chitzah shev Yerushalayim. That's the last wall of Yerushalayim. So in other words, as long as the lachmo, the bread, is inside Yerushalayim, even though it's not next to the korban, the shasta shchita of the korban toid in the Beis HaMikdash, so what? When you make a shchita on the korban in the Beis HaMikdash, the toidah, if the lechem is any place in Yerushalayim, the toidah would be mekadesh the lechem. It's only if the lechem is mamish outside Yerushalayim. That's when it's no good. Let's say the lechem is outside the Beis HaMikdash, but it's inside Yerushalayim, and echnami, then kiddush. Then taka, the shchita of the toida is mekadesh the lechem. That's what Rabbi Yochanan holds. And what's the pshat? V'loy binan al besomich. Even though the pasuk says that the lechem only becomes kodesh because of the korban, and it says loshen al there, al does not mean that the lechem has to be right next to the korban toida. Even if it's far away, as long as it's in Yerushalayim, it's enough. That's Rabbi Yochanan shita. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Amar no, afilo chutz lechayim aso azara loy kiddush. You should know if your lechem is outside the Beis HaMikdash, even though it's inside Yerushalayim. But as long as it's not next to the korban toida, it's taka like kiddush. So what's this machlokes? Alma binan al besamach. That according to Resh Lakish, he holds, when is the korban toida mekadesh its lechem? Only if the lechem is right next to the korban in the Beis HaMikdash. But if it's outside the Beis HaMikdash, even though it's in Yerushalayim, it's not kodesh. So we see already this machlokes one time. What does the word al mean? Like Rashi says, the pasuk by korban toida says kusiv al zevach hatoida chalis al zevach says loshen al v'yom amar b'mlochis korbonos al zevach melamed shein alechem koru korban elu b'zvicham. What's mikadesh to lechem? Only b'shash yishech to korban toida. The Torah says al zevach. So some machlokes Reb Yochanan Resh Lakish. What does the word al mean? Does al mean right next to it in the Beis HaMikdash? That's Resh Lakish. And Reb Yochanan says, no, al doesn't mean right next to it. As long as it's in Yerushalayim, a mokum that you're allowed to eat, the lach me toida you're allowed to eat any place in Yerushalayim. So as long as it's in Yerushalayim, the toida is mekadesh to lechem. So the Chur of Mars Kashri, since they argued already one time, it's not mistavel that they argue again in the same thing. So the Mars says like this. Ela, I'll tell you no. Our machlokes is a new machlokes. It's not totally what the word al means. It's a new shayla here. The shayla is again, if you shech the korban pesach and you own chametz, does the chametz have to be right next to you in the Beis HaMikdash? Or Rabbi Yochanan says, no, wherever you have it. What's the machlokes? Ela basroa sofek kemiflugi. It's the machlokes, in order to get malchus, you have to have asroa first, we have to warn you. We have to tell you, don't do this averim. Because if you do this averim, you're going to get malchus. Like here. If we see you own chametz, we tell you, get rid of your chametz before they make the shchita on the Pesach. Because if you make the shchita when you own chametz, you go over the slav. So that's the machlokes. For asroa sofik kniflagi. It's the machlokes in asroa sofik. If you don't know 100% he's doing the averim, is that called asroa or not? So Rashi says like this. Basroa sofik kniflagi. The malchus leisela basroa. Somebody only gets Malkus, this punishment of Malkus, only if we warn him first. We warn him, don't shech the korban now if you have chametz. If we see the person has chametz, we warn him. That's called a vade asroa, because we see now that he owns chametz, so that he's doing a vade avera. V'loy has... V'loy, Hasra Sofiki. But if we don't know that he has chametz, we don't see the chametz now, it's called asra safek. Even if later we find out that Itak owns chametz in his house, since the person, the Edim right now, that are giving this person asra, we're warning you, don't shech the korban now if you have chametz. Lav asrohi. But since the person that's giving the asra, if I do not know 100% you're doing the avera, that's not called asra. Hasra has to mean, in order for you to take it very seriously, it means that I know, I see you're doing an avera now. If I see you doing an avera, I warn you, don't do it. Because if you do it, you're going to get malchus. That's called asra, then you get malchus. But over here, if the chometz is not right next to the sheikh, if the chometz is not on the base of Migdish, so stam, when I give the sheikhid asra, I tell the sheikhid, don't shech this korban if anybody owns chometz. Do I know that they own chometz? No, I don't see the chometz. So my asra is called asra sofik. It's not a vaday warning, because I myself don't know if you vaday doing the avera now. I don't know you vaday have chometz. I don't see you have chometz. So even though really you do have chometz, but I can't give you a real good warning, because I don't know you have the chometz. So that's called asra sofik. So that's a new machlokes, why do you have to have the chometz next to you to get malchus? That if you hold hasra sofik, lo shimei asra, so the only time I can warn you vaday, if I see you have the chometz. If the chometz is next to you, b'shas teshchitam, I see this chometz there, I could warn you vaday, don't do the avera. And then you get malchus. But kol zaman, I don't see the chometz, oblayt hasra sofik. So I'll tell you, Rabbi Yochanan holds hasra sofik shimei hasra, see, even though the chometz is not right next to you in the Beis HaMikdash, but I can still warn you and tell you, you should know, if somebody owns chometz, you should know you're going to get malchus. So if it comes out later that one of the people did own chometz, then there would be malchus. Whereas Malchus holds no. A hasra safek, if you're not saying 100%, you're just warning him, maybe, that's not called hasra. So the only time you get malchus, if when you have the chometz mamish in the Beis HaMikdash. So then we see that your mamish doing the avera. Then I could warn you 100%, don't do the avera, that's called the good asra. So that's this machlokes here. If asra safek shmei asra or not. For the Gemara, boho nami, hopligi boho, for the Gemara, hopligi boho de zimno. This machlokes also they argued already once before, Resh Lakish and Rav Yechinin. So why do we have to have another machlokes here? The Itmar, we learned the Gemara and Shavuos. Somebody makes a shvua, he says, he makes a promise that he's going to eat this bread today. Now the whole day went by and he did not eat it. He did not listen to a shvua. So the shaila, do you get malchus for this lav or not? There's a lav of loisisa. Both of them say the same halachom, ain't a loika. In this case, you do not get malchus, but for two different reasons. Rabbi Yechinen says, "Ain aloika." You know why this person doesn't get malchus? Mishum deavilei lav shein by meisim, because the avera is called an avera shein by meisim. Like how we over this avera. The shvua was you made a shvua. You're going to eat this bread today. Now, what was the avera that you sat back the whole day and you did not eat it? So you didn't do a meisim, a positive act by doing the avera. No, the avera was done by itself. The fact you did not eat the bread today, that's called you did an avera. That's called the lav, you did an avera. But chained by maisa, there's no actions being done b'shas the avera. So the klal is, the whole lav chained by maisa ain't like a lav. Anytime you do an avera, even though it's an avera of a lav haterim, but if you don't do a maisa involved, you don't get malchus. Because the klal of malchus is, we learn it out from the lav, or the sachsim shor b'dishay. That's in right next to that lav, it says, aboy nyaken, you get malchus. So malchus is only a lav, but like sachsim. You can't work with Yeshur when Yeshur is muzzled. So you're doing a maisa, you're working with Yeshur when Yeshur is muzzled, that's a lav. Then you get malchus. But any time you do a lav that there's no maisa, no action involved, you don't get malchus. This is Reb Yechinen's klal. But mashmas aval hasroa sofik, shmo hasroa. But even though there's another chesaron here, this is called hasroa sofik. We can never really warn you to say, eat it now. Because if you don't need it this second, you're going to be over the Aveiro. That would be called Hasroa. Hasroa Vadi would mean, I warn you, don't do this now, because by doing this, you're doing an Aveiro. Here, I can't do that. It always remains Hasroa Sofik. Because any time I come to you and tell you, you should know, eat the bread right now. Because if you're not going to eat it, you're going to be over the lav. The guy would say, no, I'm not going to be over the lav. I'll eat it later. I have time later to eat it. What was my Shavua? That I'll eat it today. So any time I warn you, you'll always say, you know what, I'll eat it later. So it's not called Hasros Vadi. And even though you're standing mamash by the last second, and you tell the guy the last second of the day, if you don't need it now, you're going to be over the lav, so there it's Hasros Vadi, still the guy could say, you don't know, you have the wrong, your watch is wrong. You're telling me the wrong time. It's not really warning the guy. The guy could always answer himself, I'm not so worried now, because I think I have 2 more minutes to teach yet. So it's always considered Asurah Sofik. It's not called a Vaday warning. A Vaday warning has to be, we're going to kill somebody right now, and I warn you, don't do that Maisa killing. So you can't say, I'm not doing an Avera. The guy told you, doing an Avera, and if you do it, that's when you get your Einish. That's called Asurah Vaday. But here, anytime you tell the guy, eat it now, the guy always says, I have time later to eat it. So it's called Asurah Sofik. So Rav Yechonin says, for that alone you would have got Malkus. Because that's Rav Yechonin Shita, that Asurah Sofik is also enough to get Malkus for. For Rav Shimon ben Lachish, though, he yells no. For Rav Shimon ben Lachish, Shomar, Ein Aleika. L'maisa, you do not get Malkus here, where the person did not eat this bread the whole day. Why? He says, Mishum Dehevi Lei Asurah Sofik. Because that's Rav Shlokish Asvarim. This remains Asurah, only a Sofik. We can never warn you, Vadai, eat it now, because otherwise you'll be over the Avera. No, the guy always thinks I have time yet to eat it. And the klal is, the Asurah Sofik Lei Shemei Asurah. That's why you don't get Malkus. Avul, Lar Shein by Maisa, Leikin Olov. But Rav Shlokish Asvarim is, even though you do an Avera, that there's no action involved, still you could get Malkus. He doesn't know from this cloud, Lav Shem Maisa ain't like the love. He holds yes, you could be like the love. So I call point, and we see again, there's already a machlokes, Reb Yechon and Reb Shlokish. Do we say, Hasra Sofik Shmei Asra, or do we say, Loyes Loy Shmei Asra? So why do we have to have another machlokes here, so you have to bring your chometz into the Beis HaMikdash to be over the Aveira or not? So Mura says like this, Amri, I tell you, Liyolam Bial B'Samach Kamiflugi. No, we'll go back to the original machlokes. This machlokes here, Rav Yechonin Reb Shlokish, are you over this lav only when you bring the chometz into the azorah to the Beis HaMikdash, b'shas yoshecht in the korban? Like we're saying, al means, loisishchat al chometz means right next to it. That's Reb Shlokish's svara. And Rav Yechonin holds no, loisishchat al chometz, al does not mean right next to it. Even though you own chometz someplace else, still you're over this lav. It's a machlokes taka, what does the word al mean? Does the al mean right next to it? Well, the al means no, even far away. So the Maru Tzrich. So then the question was, why do we have to have 2 machlokes before? Why isn't one enough? So Maru says, yes, we need both machlokes in. I'll tell you like this. If legal in your chometz, is there only be our machlokes if you're a shlokish about this lav? You're not allowed to shech the korban when you own chometz. Have a mean, I would think, the Yahu. Who to come, Rabbi Yechonin? Dafka by this lav, Rabbi Yechonin says, even if the chometz is far away, to leibina nal b'somach. Here you do not have to have the chometz right next to you, right next to the korban. You know why? Mishum di surayhu. Because there's a new lav. You're not allowed to own chometz on Pesach. That's the avera. The avera is having chometz. The cholhecha di seiso. Whoever this chometz is, you're over the lav. You own chometz. So now the Torah says another lav. That calls the man, you own chometz. If you shech the carbon, you're over a new lav alay sishchat. So this new lav alay sishchat just goes upon anybody that has chometz. He's over the aver of having chometz. He's over this new second lav of alay sishchat. So I don't care where the chometz is. Even the chometz is far away, but you're over the lav. Avolinyin. Mikadesh lechem. Mashenke, in the first halacha, the halacha before we had, that when you bring your carbon toidah, we're saying it's only mikadesh to lechem if the lechem is right next to the carbon. That was Rosh Lakish Svara. And Rabbi Yechonin said there also, no, even if the lechem is in Yerushalayim out of the Beis HaMikdash, still it's Mekadosh. I would have thought there, no. I would think there, loy Kaddish. Maybe even there, Rabbi Yechonin is Moedim. The lechem is only Kaddish, ela b'fnim. Only if it's inside the Beis HaMikdash. But outside the Beis HaMikdash, I would say no. Is Eimim Moedim Rosh Hashanah Ben Lakish. Devin and Al B'samich. I would think maybe here Rabbi Yechonin also might do that the lechem badavka has to be next to the korban in the Beis HaMikdash. Why would I think that way? The Yisa Gavoi Kaddish. I would say, when does the lechem get its kedusha? Only if it's inside the Beis HaMikdash. Then does the Shchitas HaZevach of the Toidah be Mekadosh to lechem. Eloi loi Kiddush. Mashenkin, if the lechem is outside the Beis HaMikdash, then I'll tell you outside the Beis HaMikdash, the lechem cannot get kedusha. Because in order to get Kedusha to the Svara, it has to be in the Beis HaMikdash. What's the Raya? Midi the Avya Klisharis. This should be daima to a Klisharis.
A regular kli sharis, at least the way Rashi learns, that a kli sharis means you have a keli that has a kedushas aguf. When you put the yeah, that a kli sharis is only mekadesh when it's inside, and when it's outside, it's not mekadesh. That's the din of a kli sharis. So Taisa says it doesn't make sense here. That what does it got to do with the kli sharis? Do the din of the base of Migdish. So Taisa learns that we're talking about like this: that even a kli sharis, when is the kli sharis mekadesh something that goes inside it? Only if the kli sharis is inside the base of Migdish. When it's inside the base of Migdish, now anything coming in this kli becomes kaddish. But if you take the kli sharis outside the base of Migdish, even though something touches or comes inside it, it's not kaddish. So you see, in order to get kedusha, you have to be inside the base of Migdish. So I would think here also, when you want the lechem, these breads of the korban atonement to get its kedusha, even though the pasuk says al, and al usually doesn't mean right next to it, even if it's far away, but here I would think it has to be inside the base of Migdish, because maybe to get kedusha is only chal inside the base of Migdish. That's what I would have thought. That's why I need Rabbi Yechon to tell me no. Even in the second case, by the lach metoida, Rabbi Yechon still holds. Even though the lechem is outside the base of Migdish, kol zman it's in Yerushalayim, the shchit as hazevach of the korban toida could be mekadosh lechem. That's why I need both machlokes. No regular cold water. That's what I would have thought. So kamash one here also. The kash lechem kash of the name of the shem of the yeah. The avaita v'yashminon linyan mekadosh lechem. If I only would have heard this machlokes, why would you be mekadosh to lechem? Here's the machlokes of Yochanan Meshlokish. I would think having, I would have thought v'yach kamer shem melokish divinan al besomach. Only by the lach metoidah does here Meshlokish say the lechem has to be inside the base of Migdish. Al means right next to the korban. Why? For the svarah we just said, the isegavoy kodesh. I'll tell you there. It's a svarah. When the lechem is inside the base of Migdish, that's when the lechem gets its kedusha. When you shech the korban atoidim, because you need two ingredients. You need true the shchitas hakorban, but you also need the base of Migdish. Eloi loi kiddush. But if the lechem is outside the base of Migdish, it gets no kedusha. That's because you need kedusha from the base of Migdish. Avol inyin chometz. Mashen can hear the lav is loi sishchat al chometz. You're not allowed to shech the korban Pesach when you own chametz, even though the Torah says the word al. I tell you, moide lele Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe Resh Lakish is moide to Rabbi Yochanan. The loy bin an al besamach. You do not need that the chametz has to be right next to the korban Pesach, because the svar is the yisuruhu that the chametz is an issa. You're not allowed to own chametz. The male of a chol heichad issa. Wherever you own the chametz, you're over that averum. There's no nafkamina to you if you bring the chametz into the base of Migdash or not. The aver is that on Pesach you're not allowed to own chometz. So if you own chometz, no matter where it is, you're over this lav. So there's one lav by your own, by you must not have chometz. Now the Torah says l'sishchat. There's another lav involved. That any time you own chometz, no matter where that chometz is, there's a lav if you shech the korban. But there's no lav coming if the chometz is next to the korban or not. That's what I would have thought. So that's why I need a second machlokes sricha. I need Resh Lakish to tell me even here. No, Resh Lakish says even by the chometz. He dashes the word al, it means davka b'somich. Only if it's right next to the korban Pesach is there the avera. It has to be in the Yazara. But if it's outside the Yazara, you don't have the avera. So more nushal now. Boi minei ravoishia mirabiyami. Ein loy l'shoichit. What about if the shoichit does not own chometz? Again, on erev Pesach, you shech from the korban Pesach. But the shoichit does not have chometz. V'yesh loy li'echad mibnei chaburam. But one of the people that owned the korban Pesach, they have chometz. Now, what's the locha? As before we said, pshita, you are oiver. Rabbi Yishe didn't hear that locha from before. So Rabbi Yishe now he has to shalom from Rabbi, what's the locha? Omale, he answered back, poshit. Mi ksiv loy sishchat achem secho. So the terrorists say you can't shech the korban achem secho if the chometz belongs to you. The chometz has to dafka belong to the shechit. Loy sishchat achemetz ksiv. No, the Torah says, you're not allowed to shech the korban if somebody owns chametz. So as long as somebody that owns this korban Pesach owns the chametz, you're over the lav. For the Gemara, Omalei, Ihochi, that's the pshat, afidu liyechad b'soif olam. If stand is a lav,
loisishchat achomets mashma achomets on anybody's chomets. So who says the chomets has to belong to somebody from this Korban Pesach? Maybe if the chomets belongs to anybody in the world, this should be the Aveirim. So here Rashi says, it's not Mastavra, if anybody in the world has chomets, I should be over the Aveirim. So here Rashi says it means, if that person brought his chomets into the Beis HaMikdash. So b'shas the Sheikh the Shech the Korban Pesach, if he sees anybody's chomets, maybe he's over the Aveirim also. Because the Torah just says, loisishchat al chomets. You're not allowed to shech the Korban Pesach al chomets if you see chomets in front of you. So maybe no matter who the chomets belongs to, you'll be over this Aveira. Why only if the chomets belongs to one of these few people, either the Shechet or the Zorik or the Bnei Chabura, maybe even anybody's chomets. So this he answered back, Omalei, Omakro, the Pasuk says, loisishchat v'loyolim. This is in Shemois Lamadalit. Pasuk says, Pasuk Chofei, it says one next to another. You're not allowed to shech the Korban Pesach when you have chametz, and v'loyolin, you're not allowed to leave over the fats overnight, or the meat overnight. You're not allowed to make it nicer. So we dash like this: loisishchat achametz, hanech tekaim yolei mishum loyolin. Who's over this lab of loisishchat? Only somebody that's also over the lab of not to leave over the meat overnight. Now, who's over this lav not to leave over the meat? The bailim. The people that own the korban, they have a lav of leiser. They have to eat the meat at night, and they're not allowed to leave it over to the next morning. So only the people that have shechets to this korban, they're the ones that's over the lav. If they own the chametz, then they're over the shechets over the lav. But it has to be somebody that owns the korban. Somebody that's bechlal this lav of loyolim. But somebody else in the world that's not over the lav of leiser, it doesn't make a difference if he has chametz or not. Omer of Papas. Papas is like this. Hilkach, therefore, koyin ha-makti restachelif. The koyin that's makti that burns the fats of the Korban Pesach, he's also oiver b'loisasei. He's also over the lav of loisishchat. Why? Hoyo v'yeshno b'chlal ha-lonis emurim. Since the lav applies to him, if he's the koyin now that's doing the aktor, he's going to burn these fats, there's a lav upon him, don't leave these fats overnight. You leave it to the next morning, it becomes nicer. So since he has a lav not to leave over these fats over the next morning, he's also over the lav if he owns chametz. That's what the Papa wants to say. Even the makta, the one that burns it, he's also over. Even though the Torah says dafka the shechet, but if you have this hekish, that even the makta, the one that burns it, is also over. That's what we learn. He learns that from the smichas of loyolin. By the Tanya Kavos Rapopom, I'm bringing now a riot to Rapopom. But the Brisa says like this: if somebody shechts the Korban Pesach when he still owns chametz, is oiver b'loisasei. He's over this new lav or loisishchat al chametz. Amosai, when do we say this? Bizman shula shechet. Only if the chametz either belongs to the shechet, the one that's shechting, or lezerik, or else the chametz belongs to the kohen that's making the zrika, or liyechem ibnei chabura, or else the chametz belongs to somebody that owns this Korban Pesach. What about Hoyel Yechud B'Soif Olam? What about if somebody else in the world owns chametz and brought his chametz into the Beis HaMikdash right next to the Korban? Still ain't Zochak Loi. It doesn't make enough Kamina. No, nobody's over the Slav of Loisishchat. Now the Brisa says, but so far it's Mashma, the Maktir, no. It only says the Shechit and the Zorik and the Bnei Chabura. Now the Brisa goes on. The Yechud HaShechit. Whether you make a shchita, the yechad azurik, you make a zurik as adam, the yechad amaktir. Now the price is even the maktir, the one that's burning the fats, is also chayiv. Aval ha-moylik, esoif. If somebody brings a korban chat esoif, if he brings the bird a chat esoif, and he makes a malika, that's the way you shech the oif. You're not making the malika, you put your thumb through the back of the neck, the arab osar, on erev pesach, ain't a waiver b'loiklum. By malika, that's not called the shchita, that's called the malika. So for Malika, even though you bring, like a Mechusa Kippurim, that he's allowed to bring this Korban after the Korban Pesach, on Erev Pesach, he's not over the Slav of Lois Tishkash. Because for Malika, by a bird, that's not called Shchita. This is one Raisa. For the Gemara Habakashin, but I call upon him, it's a riot for a Papa. You see that the Maktir, the one that's burning the fats, he's also over the Slav if he owns the Chometz. For the Gemara Reminu Habakashin now. Another Raisa says, or our Mishnah says, HaShoychet Es HaPesach. That's our Mishnah. If you bring the Korban Pesach on the Bizman on Erev Pesach, then you have Chometz from over Lav. We have Yehudu Roy Ner Afatomit.
even the korban atomid also. If you own chametz, you're over the lav. Omru lo, the chum answered back, no. Loy omru ele b'pesach levad. It's only brought on the korban pesach. That's when you get malchus. And emosai bizman shiyesh l'shoychet or l'zorik or liyechem avnei chabura. That's all. Hoy liyechet b'soif olam ain't zok gloy. V'yechor ha-shoychet, v'yechor ha-zorik, v'yechor ha-moylech, v'yechor ha-mazeh chayef. So here's this theorem. Here the Bryce says, even the shoychet, and even the zorik, and even the moylech. Mash me even by a malika saif, when you're shechting a knife, and you're just putting your hand, your thumb, in the back of the neck, that's also over the slav olay sishchat. So it's a stira. The first price said, you're not over by Malika. And here it says, even by Malika, so if also there's this Averam of Lay Sishcha. So it's a stira. The Yechad Amaza, that means somebody that makes his, that's called, the Maza means the dam of the Yif. That's the way you pour the dam of the Yif on the Mizbeach, by B Maza. So you see, even by an Yif, also you have the Slav. So it's a stira. Avala Koymet is the Mincha. But if the Koyin that's bringing the Mincha on Erev Pesach, ain't a way the Blaise say. Then he's not over the Avera. So, Ha-Maktir is Se-Murim, and Eroiva B'loisa say. And the other Brisa says also, that Ha-Maktir, the Kohen that burns the fats of the Korban Pesach, he's not over L'Sishchat. So the Chur with his Brisa says, let us see here. For the Gemara, Kashem Lika Mlika, there's one Stira.